Yeah, that's what I started doing, was just ordering from Amazon. I was getting it from Sam's Club, and then who would I? I didn't get my own membership. I just started getting it from Meijer. Eventually, they started not being able to keep stock of it, so I started ordering from Amazon. And so that's been working out, but. Some things don't need Wi-Fi. Coffee makers are one of them.
Yeah, I agree. I forget what the deal was. I got the thing when it first came out. They offered it to me for, you know, cheaper than I could have got any other one. So I said, what the hell? Don't have to use that part. And he didn't for the most part, but I tried it for a little while. But that machine went belly up. The other fancy one I had, it got real noisy. I mean, real noisy. It was trash and HF everywhere. I couldn't even use my radio. It took me a while to figure it out, but when I figured out it was that coffee maker, I was like, huh, go figure. Just sitting there plugged in. Just generate all this hash and just trash my HF. So I sent that one packing. And got a simpler one, and I haven't had that problem with any of the other ones ever since, but oh well. We got one that's kind of like mid-ish. It's not the lowest one, you know, where it's got a reservoir, and, you know, got to have that, right? And you can select strength. You can do 6, 8, 10 ounce, and you can select regular or strong. Yeah, that's all I need.